From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Carter Bird.
Auburn football dominated LSU this past Saturday on the way to a 48-11 victory. Head coach Gus Malzahn is encouraged by what he saw from his team.
You know, we did play our best game yesterday, and I told our guys it's about us improving, continuing to improve. And I just told them to, you know, as they're watching the film, even though we feel really good about a very, very quality win, but we got to be really critical of ourselves with the things that we can improve on. And that's what we're focused on. And it was just more of a challenge that, you know, we got to continue to improve. And if we continue to improve and we protect the football, we'll be tough to beat. And really, that's really on our leadership. That's on our coaches to make sure nobody gets complacent. But because of everything we went through this year and the uniqueness of this season and COVID and everything else that goes with it, I feel real strong. I don't believe we're going to be patting ourselves on the back. I mean, I think it's just more of a, you know, we've worked extremely hard. It can give us some confidence moving forward. And like I said, our offensive and defensive lines played their best games, you know, and so I thought that was real encouraging. And, you know, we got this week that we'll work on improving us, you know, not worried about an opponent, but improving us and work on improving a little bit, you know, next game for Mississippi State. And so it's really as simple as that. We got four games left, so I don't see any negatives about the way we won yesterday.
The Tigers are off this week, and Malzahn says the off week is coming at a good time for the team.
And this will also be a great week for us to heal up. I mean, it's been a grind with 6 weeks of fall camp that was very physical, then six straight SEC games. And so we're going to do some healing up this week too. You know, Jamie and Sherwood, I got asked about that after the game. It's good that we have an off week. I don't know if he'd be able to play if we had to play this week, but there is a chance for the next week. So we're hoping that he'll heal up and be ready. Obviously, he's one of our impact players, you know, on our team.
The Tigers will return to action Saturday, November 14th, as they travel to Mississippi State. Auburn basketball is just a few weeks away. Head coach Bruce Pearl's team is continuing to prepare for the upcoming season. With the team having to replace two senior centers, sophomore wing Alan Flanagan is encouraged by what he has seen from the Auburn big men.
The bigs are coming along great. Point guards are coming along great, too. They're learning how to get the ball down the floor faster and just talking, communicating. Communication is the biggest key for our point guards and our bigs. Point guards, they're the quarterbacks of the team, and the bigs, they're the vocal leaders on defense in the back. We can see everything. Communication has been real key. He wants us to be louder and call out more actions, just talk, communicate through the whole defense, call out your action, your frames, your denies, and who to switch off of and who not to switch on.
In baseball, fall practice is in full swing. After an unusual offseason, pitching coach Tim Hudson acknowledged the challenge of having his pitchers all over the map in terms of their offseason development and preparedness due to the pandemic.
The challenge has been getting everybody at the same point. You know, some guys were coming in a little better shape than others that have thrown during the summer and have had the opportunity to pitch during some, you know, summer leagues that had kicked up around. So, you know, the challenging was those guys coming in ready to go, and some that who, you know, literally the first time they picked up a ball since COVID was when we got to campus. And then, you know, you had the quarantine and, you know, some things that kind of, you know, set them back a little bit. Even if you were throwing some, then you got here and you had to shut down a little bit. So the challenge was getting everybody ready to go. We've had a couple guys, first time they pitched in a game was here in this last week and even yesterday. So, you know, that was it was a big spectrum of where guys were on, you know, as far as getting ready for games and getting ready for the fall. But it's starting to, you know, everybody's starting to gradually get to the same place.
Back with more Auburn Athletics after this for Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP. providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Auburn soccer is coming down the home stretch of its season. Last Friday, the Tigers suffered a 2-1 loss at number 6 Arkansas, but the team bounced back on Monday with a 1-0 overtime win at LSU. This week, the Tigers prepare to take on rival Alabama. Head coach Karen Hoppe says there's something special about the Iron Bowl of soccer.
The Iron Bowl, in soccer and most sports, you throw the records out the window, right? It doesn't matter who's favored, who's not. We know that game is going to be a rivalry game. It always is. It's always a bit crazy. And, you know, it's the one game of the year we play for a trophy. We have a traveling Iron Bowl trophy. We carve the, you know, the results in it every year, and the winner gets to keep it. So it's currently in Auburn, and that just adds a little extra to that game. And Alabama's very good. They are a great possession team. I think one of the best in the league. They keep the ball really well, and they've got two strikers who are dangerous every time they touch the ball. So it is going to be another really, really challenging SEC game for us on Friday night.
The match is at home at the Auburn Soccer Complex this Friday. Coverage will begin at 5:45 p.m. on Weagle 91.1 FM. Television coverage will be on SEC Network Plus. After Friday's game, the Tigers return to action on Monday at Texas A&M at 3 p.m. on SEC Network Plus. Auburn Swimming and Diving starts its season this Friday at Georgia. Head coach Gary Taylor says it's been a long time since his team has competed.
You know, we haven't seen our team compete other than the inter-squad a couple weeks ago. We really haven't seen our team compete since February. So every team is different. And I think there's an excitement to that, but there's also we haven't seen our team compete. So what do we look like? So I think ultimately the expectation is you dive in, whether you're on the boards or you're on the starting blocks, and you compete to your fullest, and what can we learn moving forward?
On Friday, the women's meet will begin at 11 a.m. with the men's meet starting at 3 p.m. Auburn women's golf is back in action this weekend at the Liz Murphy Fall Collegiate this Friday through Sunday in Athens, Georgia. Head coach Melissa Llewellyn is proud of her team's ability to overcome adversity so far this season.
Well, you never quite know what to expect. You know, with COVID has been a bit challenging for us. The first tournament, 4 of them out of 9 got knocked out. So we traveled with a different squad than we had anticipated, but I thought competed really well. And then the next tournament, we were functioning a little bit on all pistons with 5 players really in the mix every round, and played strong the last day. I got to see their resilience. I've gotten to see really their champion attitudes. I mean, it's been challenging, but they're like, bring it on. Whatever it is, just bring it on. And they have great attitudes and just a lot of resilience.
In men's golf, the Tigers return to action on Monday and Tuesday at the Jerry Pate National Intercollegiate at Old Overton Club in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. In volleyball, Auburn dropped last Thursday's match at South Carolina 3-1. The Tigers return to action at Kentucky on Saturday at 3 p.m. on SEC Network Plus. On Sunday, Auburn will take on Kentucky again at 3 p.m. on the SEC Network. In men's tennis, the Tigers are back in action this weekend at the 53rd Southern Intercollegiate Championships in Athens, Georgia. Auburn will take on Georgia on Friday, Ole Miss on Saturday, and Florida on Sunday. In women's tennis, Auburn competed in the June Stewart Invitational in Nashville. The Tigers came away with 12 singles and 3 doubles wins on the weekend. Auburn cross country competed at the SEC Championships this past Friday in Baton Rouge. Both the men's and women's teams finished 12th. This past Friday, Auburn Equestrian dominated yet again with a 15-5 win over Texas A&M, In their final match of the fall, the Tigers moved to a perfect 3-0 on the season and extended their current match winning streak to 37. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They'll be joined by special guests, head football coach Gus Malzahn, soccer coach Karen Hoppe, swimming and diving coach Gary Taylor, women's golf coach Melissa Llewellyn, women's basketball coach Terry Williams-Flournoy, and men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, tonight on the Auburn Sports Network. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Carter Bird, War Eagle.